Driveway wants to know what's your happy place. A hammock on the beach? A super chill Zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about selling a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car selling experience. At Driveway, we give you our best price up front and 7 days to accept. Sell your car from your happy place at Driveway.com. Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A super chill Zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about buying a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car buying experience. At Driveway, we believe in upfront pricing and online convenience. Buy your next car from your happy place at Driveway.com.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, scores, highlights, and post-game comments from Game 4 of the 2022 NBA Finals. And man, Game 4 was something else. Game 4 of the 2022 NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. Golden State would go on to win 107-97. The series is now tied at 2 games apiece. We're going to get into the scores and the highlights and post-game comments a little bit later on in the show. I want to start off with my top 3 storylines. I want to start off with Steph Curry. I said on yesterday's show that Steph needed a must-win game. He needed a statement game. He had yet to have an NBA Finals game where he said, this is the game where I made a statement. I was willing to go the extra mile and help my team come out on top and do what's necessary to either win this championship or take a series lead or tie the series. Well, this was his statement game in Game 4. We talk about Steph being the greatest shooter of all time, being one of the greatest players of all time in NBA history, and when it's all said and done, he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Steph Curry had a game for the ages. He had a performance for the ages in Game 4 of the 2022 NBA Finals against the Boston Celtics. Steph knew what time it was, and especially considering him going through a foot injury happening in Game 3 when he suffered the injury. Steph, I'm sure he was in some pain, some discomfort, but champions do what champions do best, and that's they play through the pain, they fight through the pain, they do what's necessary to get the job done come hell or high water. And Steph Curry came in and dropped 43 points to go along with 10 rebounds. And I tell you one thing, man, Steph came in, handled his business, did what he was supposed to do, and then some. And Steph Curry is somebody that, you know, when it's all said and done, he's already one of the greats, and he's just continued to add on to the list of accomplishments that he has achieved in his NBA career so far. And man, if this was the statement game in this series so far, Game 4 was it for Steph Curry. My next storyline is going to be the Golden State Warriors. So Steph handled his business in helping the Warriors tie the series at 2 games apiece, but also the supporting cast, Klay Thompson. Again, Klay didn't have the game like he did in the first several games of the finals. However, he chipped in with 18 points and hit some big shots down the stretch, especially in the fourth quarter. Andrew Wiggins came up big in getting some points late in the game, but also Andrew came in and got some quality rebounds. Andrew came in within the last minutes of the fourth quarter, not just with second chance points, but also made his presence felt in the department of the rebounding department, particularly getting offensive rebounds, getting second chance points, hustling to do what he needed to do to keep Golden State alive in this series. Jordan Poole hit some big shots late in the contest with 14 points. Kevon Looney got some rebounds similar to Andrew Wiggins. Andrew and Kevon were really responsible for getting those offensive rebounds and contributing in those second chance points. And Draymond Green, again, not having a great series, but he came up when necessary, got his boards, made some key passes, and got some assists when necessary. So Steph was the ringleader behind Golden State getting this victory, but also the other Warriors stepped up to the plate. And for my last storyline is going to be the Boston Celtics. This was a game of tempo. Boston started off the game and came out of the gate scoring points. They were fast on offense, really throughout much of the first half and going up until the middle of the third quarter. Boston came in and their offense was so on point. Defensively, they were strong and they were getting those rebounds. Late in the third quarter and going into the fourth quarter was when Steph went on a rampage. And when Steph got going, everybody else got going for the Golden State Warriors. And it seems as though when Steph and the Warriors got going, Boston slowed down. They seemed like they weren't up-tempo anymore. I don't know if they got tired or maybe it was just Steph just knocking out down his shots. I don't know what it was, but I know one thing. Boston, first and second half was like night and day. First half, they came out fast. The offense was crisp. Everything was good. Second half, it seems as though they slowed down and they let Steph have his way. The defense just wasn't there. The hustle was not there for those second chance points and those rebounds. It seems as though Boston loves playing with their backs against the wall. They've been playing with their backs against the wall really all season long and continuing in this playoff run, but they've got to get it together because the series is tied at 2 games apiece, and going back to the Chase Center in San Francisco is going to be a whole different environment. All right, when we come back from break, we'll have scores, highlights, and postgame comments from Game 4 of the 2022 NBA Finals. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. So let's get right to the scores, highlights, stats, and post-game comments from Game 4 of the 2022 NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. Again, in the 2022 NBA Finals in Game 4, the Warriors beat the Celtics 107-97. For the Warriors, again, Steph Curry finished with 43 points and 10 rebounds. Klay Thompson had 18 points. Andrew Wiggins had a double-double with 17 points and 16 rebounds. Jordan Poole had 14 points. Kevon Looney had 6 points and 11 rebounds. Draymond Green, he only had 2 points, but he contributed with 9 rebounds and 8 assists. On the losing side for the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum had a double-double with 23 points and 11 rebounds. Jaylen Brown finished with 21 points. Marcus Smart finished with 18 points. Derek White had 16 points, and Robert Williams had 7 points to go along with 12 rebounds and 2 block shots. Of course, the third quarter belonged to Steph Curry. Steph Curry finished with the double-double with 43 points and 10 rebounds. Here's Steph giving it an amazing performance in the third quarter.
Curry said he's still good with the energy, the force, the patience Warriors are playing with, but he said the one thing they have to do better is move the ball. He said we just had 7 assists in that first half. Guys are playing so hard.
Wiggins looking to post up Tatum. Curry launches a three. It's good. Steph Curry with his third three-pointer. That's what Steve Kerr was so upset with in Game 3. He said we just didn't box out. They got crushed on the board. Curry. It's good. Steph Curry from downtown.
And maybe some second shots.
Curry again. Oh, Steph Curry from way downtown. He's furious. There was contact there.
That was all created, that space, by an excellent cut by Tatum.
Curry to Payton. Payton had all the time in the world. Curry, three-pointer, puts it in. 33 for Steph Curry.
All right, so that audio courtesy of the NBA and ABC Sports and the Walt Disney Company with Mike Breen, Mark Jackson, and Jeff Van Gundy on the call. And Steph Curry giving a great performance in the third quarter. Here's Steph's performance throughout Game 4.
They've always bounced back so far, but a tough start here tonight. Pass deflected. Curry down the other end. Tatum in pursuit. Layup is good.
Well, they've gotten good, really good shots in transition.
Much needed offense from somebody else, and Wiggins has provided. Gary Payton pokes it away. Payton, the elite defender off the bench. Curry steps back, three-pointer, got it. Steph Curry, his first three. Curry, another long-distance shot. It's good, Steph Curry. White closes out. Curry drives, high off the glass. It's only the first seven-point possession in the playoffs as Poole misses that one since way back in 2002 on the follow. Named after the Celtic Hall of Famer. Curry, oh, Curry, with a beautiful move and off the glass.
They don't really have a roll game.
Curry gets free. Gets some contact, layup, got it, and one. Steph Curry felt the bump. Brown picks up his third and a chance for a three-point play.
He is a unique individual and a gifted, along with the all-time greats, talent.
And that's strength right there, too. Playing through the contact of Jaylen Brown.
Curry said he's still good with the energy, the force, the patience Warriors are playing with. But he said the one thing they have to do better is move the ball. He said we just had seven assists in that first half. Guys are playing so hard.
Wiggins, look at a post-up data. Curry launches a three. It's good. Steph Curry with his third three-pointer.
Well, look at Williams guarding the screener Looney. Back in the paint, which gives...
That's what Steve Kerr was so upset with in game three. He said we just didn't box out. They got crushed on the boards. Curry. It's good. Steph Curry from downtown.
And here's the shot we're talking about. You're right. Robin Williams got to affect Steph Curry coming off that screen. But good job by Derek White fighting over the screen and contesting.
And maybe some second shots.
Curry again. Oh, Steph Curry from way downtown. He's furious. There was contact there.
And that's contact. That's a foul. He should have been shooting a free throw.
That's a ridiculous shot.
No, why don't you concentrate on Al Horford? He should be up.
That guy, he's amazing. Oh, my goodness. That was all created, that space, by an excellent cut by Tatum.
Curry to Payton. Payton had all the time in the world. Curry, three-pointer, puts it in. 33 for Steph Curry. Smart harassing. Curry now has Williams on him, looking to unload it. Flips it up, shot is good. Steph Curry dancing, prancing, and puts it in. And the Warriors up by three. Curry to Green. Back to Curry. Step back. Three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry drills the three. That's a six-point Warriors lead. Timeout Boston.
All right. Again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and ABC Sports and the Walt Disney Company. And again, that's Mike Breen, Mark Jackson, and Jeff Van Gundy on the call. And Steph just went off in this game. Again, finishing with 43 points to go along with 10 rebounds and having a double-double. With more on Steph's performance, here's some of the Golden State Warriors players as they talk about Steph's performance in Game 4.
I think I have seen him show that much emotion, and the heart on that man is incredible. The things he does, we kind of take for granted from time to time, but to go out there and put us on his back, and, I mean, we got to help him out on Monday. Just showed why he is shocking. He wasn't a first-team All-NBA guy, but whatever. Next year. I think probably number one. I mean, this was nearly a must-win game, and to go out there and shoot as efficiently as he did and grab 10 rebounds, and they're attacking him on defense. I mean, his conditioning is second to none in this league. So we are – Steph played incredible.
Incredible. Put us on his back, willed us to a win, much-needed win, game we had to have. Came out and showed why he's one of the best players to ever play this game, and why, this organization has been able to ride him to so much success. It's just absolutely incredible. Same thing I've always said. Him is one of the most resilient, toughest guys that ever played with. The way defenses guard him, they're constantly grabbing And he just continues to play. He don't make much of it. He just continues to do what he does. So, you know, it just says a lot about his toughness and his competitive nature and what it truly means to be a winner.
His motion comes in the fourth quarter. And I don't know if you saw it, but early in the first, he made a couple shots and started screaming at a crowd before a timeout. Did you sense that he was going to have something special with that kind of motion early?
Yeah, he wasn't letting us lose. That's just what it boils down to. And, you know, you hear all the noise for a day or so. And, you know, I could tell in his demeanor last couple of days, even after game three, that he was going to come out with that type of fire, and he did, and we were all able to follow it.
Yeah, I think he was really laboring out there. He really struggled. No, he never even looked like it was a factor. So,
what do you think of his performance?
Just stunning. You know, the physicality out there is pretty dramatic. I mean, you know, Boston's got a obviously best defense in the league, huge and powerful at every position, and you know, for Steph to take the that kind of pressure all game long, and then still be able to defend at the other end when they're coming at him, it shows you. I think this is the strongest physically that he's ever been in his career, and it's allowing him to do what he's doing.
I mean, all you can do is watch. You know, when Steph has the ball, sometimes you just watch and see what he does. You know, he's that type of player. They can go get his own and get everyone involved. But it was an intense fourth quarter. You know, it was a good competitive fourth.
It's huge. We wouldn't have won without him. And I mean, I don't even know if you can say besides 43-10, because 43-10 is crazy, especially in the NBA Finals. So he's our leader, and that's what he does. So huge game. Huge game by him, and we needed that.
Right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and that was Golden State Warriors players Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, and Jordan Poole, along with head coach Steve Kerr, just commenting on the amazing performance that Steph Curry had in game four with 43 points and 10 rebounds. Now let's hear from Steph. He was asked about his performance in game four.
It means everything, knowing the sense of urgency we had to have tonight to win on the road and keep some life in the series, get a home court advantage back, and try to create some momentum our way. It was a hard-fought win. I think our first quarter really set the tone. You know, even though we were down one, there's night and day difference between game three and game four, how we came out defensively. And that just gives you enough life to kind of withstand some rough patches. And then, you know, find some runs. We get some stops, get out in transition, guys get involved. And, you know, you give yourself a chance to win it down the stretch. So proud of everybody. And in terms of our physicality, our focus, you know, perseverance throughout the game, 2-2 is way better than 3-1 going home. So, job well done.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and Steph. Job well done, not just by him, but like he said, his whole team for coming up big in game four. And it was a must win, and they handled their business in Boston. Continuing with Steph, he was asked if he felt this was his best finals performance and his drive coming into game four.
Yeah, just, again, it's kind of how we wanted to start the game. We rely on Draymond bringing that energy and fire, you know, throughout the course of the season, year after year. Felt like we just had to let everybody know that we were here tonight. And, you know, whether that's their crowd, their team, our team, whoever wants to see that energy and that fire, we feed off of that. Excuse me. And, I think it helped us kind of just get settled into the game, because obviously our experience, you can want it so bad, you kind of get in your own way a little bit, and everybody feels a little bit of pressure, and it can go the opposite way. I wanted to try to leverage that to, you know, in a positive direction for us to start the game. I don't rank my performances, though. just win the game.
And that's what it's all about. Just go out and win the game no matter what. Again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and Steph just was talking about the pad, the drive that his team had coming into game four. And continuing with Steph Curry, he was asked about the passion that he and his team had coming into game four.
One, I take that as a good sign of how I feel physically, like with my foot and just the load and intensity of the game that I wanted to be out there to start the fourth. Just because I felt good, had a rhythm, and didn't feel tired at all. So I want to maintain that over the course of the rest of the series. But kind of the same answer as before, just we needed something to settle into the game to start, you know, the game better and find some momentum and just change the tone of, you know, how physical they were in game three and how we needed to respond game four. It wasn't a perfect first quarter, but we gave ourselves enough life. And that fire was me just trying to show that we're here tonight and we understand what the task at hand is. And thankfully, we found a way to get it done.
Right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and Steph was right. They had to find a way to get it done, and they got it done in game four. Of course, we all know about the foot injury that he suffered in game three. He was asked if he was feeling any pain in his foot.
You know, great rehab, medical staff hooking me up the last 2 days, getting me right. I think for the most part, I didn't think about it. Like, I don't know how to explain the pain. It's more so just when you're out there, you don't compensate or you don't, it doesn't take up too much mental space in terms of, you know, feeling like I can do whatever I want to out in the court. So hopefully that continues with these next 2 days off and get ready for game five.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And I tell you what, his training staff did a great job with working on that foot considering the limited amount of time they had between games three and games four. So Steph handled his business again, the Warriors beating the Celtics 107-97. Now let's move along now to the other end of the court for the Boston Celtics. Again, disappointing loss. And Ime Udoka, man, what a job he's done for the Celtics this year. But unfortunately, they came up short in the contest. He was asked why the Celtics were stagnant on offense in game four.
We had plenty of opportunities, obviously. Every time we got a 5-6 point lead, it felt like we made some poor decisions, whether it was rush shots in traffic or, to your point, standing around looking at each other a little bit there. And so not sure if we tried to pick on mismatches too much. It got stalled out a little bit, but when we did run off-ball actions and got some movement, we got really good looks. And so we want to get the ball up quick and get into an offense. If we don't have anything, still make them work the clock. And a lot of times it felt like we were standing around unsure of who we were trying to go after and led to those stalled out possessions.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And seems that the Celtics, it was a weird game in terms, as I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, this was a tale of two halves. First half, very fast. Second half, it just slowed down. And then, of course, Steph and company just got into a groove and they never looked back. And continuing with Coach Udoka, he was asked, what did he tell his team after the loss in game four to the Warriors?
Had our opportunities tonight, especially when we did have a 5-6 point lead. It felt like we didn't have our best possessions and kind of let them back in the game, whether it was turnovers or poor offense. And it's gone along with our season, and especially this postseason. We had to do it the difficult way and have been battle-tested, you know, throughout some series, Milwaukee, Miami, and have to do it again. So could have been an easier road, obviously, if you get the win tonight. But it is what it is, and we're 2-2 now, and we know we can do it. We've done it before, and keep your head up, and let's go get one on the road.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And, yet, Coach Udoka said his team, they've done it before in the playoffs. They did it, as he mentioned earlier, with Milwaukee having that tough series against Milwaukee, and then, of course, tough series in the Eastern Conference Finals going up against Miami. They went on the road and handled their business beating Brooklyn, but, man, this is, you know, the Celtics, they prefer doing things the hard way and not the easy way, and Coach Udoka was asked about that.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to take the easier route, and we had our chances, like I said, but It's not only solely dependent on one team. It's obviously a championship caliber opponent that isn't going to lay down and made some tough shots, but also guarded well at the end. And so, you know, as much as we'd like to do better in our own, you know, you got to give them credit for how they stepped up defensively. And, you know, Miami is a team that we went and did it against. And so we've proven we can do it. And being down two games, two elimination games in Milwaukee. So it's proof that we can do it. And the opponent is what it is. It's really a lot to do with us. And that's how we feel about the game tonight for sure.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's move along now to Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart. He was asked what happened in the final minutes of Game 4.
We just didn't execute, laid down the stretch. You know, they went on a run early on in the third. We sustained it, made a run of our own, and after that we just couldn't execute.
Continuing with Marcus, he was also asked about just what went on in the locker room. He was asked what was the conversation like in the locker room after the loss in Game 4.
Just be who we are. You know, that's all we can do. Control what we control. Tonight's over. You know, we got to turn around and get right back to a Monday. You know, that's how we've been all year. You know, we take a loss and we bounce back. So it's who we are. It's who we're going to continue to be. And it's a very important game on Monday.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And continuing with Celtics guard Marcus Smart, he was asked, has he given Jason Tatum any words of encouragement? Tatum has struggled somewhat during the finals, and he was asked if he had given Jason any words of encouragement.
Yeah, we all are. We just constantly, you know, let him know, keep going. You know, this isn't your first time being in a slump. It won't be the last time. You got to figure it out. You know, we trust you. We believe in you. And this is what you made for, you know, and Jason has to figure it out. We have to do a good job of helping him, but you know, him being the player he is, these are the moments where he has to come alive and he has to figure it out, and he will. You know, we don't know when that is, but we sure it's going to happen soon, and we're ready for it, and we're here to back him up.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with the Celtics now. Forward, Al Horford. He was asked what happened in the fourth quarter and Steph Curry showing up in Game 4.
Yeah, I felt like we took possessions for granted, you know. I don't feel like, you know, we executed as well as we did the previous game. You know, we really can't do that. So definitely need to be better there down the stretch, just a little more locked in as a group. A lot of credit to him. You know, he was great tonight. You know, I think, you know, you have to give him his credit when credit is due. Just really tough and made plays for their team and put them in a position to win the game. So I got to give him credit.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And, yes, Steph, you got to give him a lot of credit, man. Champions do what champions do best, and that's they come up big in desperate times, and that's what Steph did in Game 4. Now let's continue on with the Celtics and forward Al Horford. He was asked about the challenges that lie ahead in the series and not being fazed by them.
You know, I feel like all year we've had to put our heads down and go to work. And I've said it before, you know, winning is hard. You know, winning is hard, and we do it, and there's moments that, you know, we're growing as a team, as a group still, even now. So this is another challenge, another opportunity for us to embrace this and be better.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And, yeah, the Celtics getting back out with the series, shifting back to the West Coast and going to San Francisco, they're going to have to get better. They have to get better because when you're playing in that raucous crowd at the Chase Center in San Francisco, you have to have all of your bells and whistles in place. They took one from Golden State in Game 1. The challenges that the Celtics have faced in the playoffs, winning on the road at Brooklyn, winning on the road at Milwaukee, getting one in Miami in that grueling Game 7, the Celtics have been here before in terms of this postseason, winning important road playoff games. But, man, when you get to the Chase Center and as we get into the next couple of, I call them money games in the series, Golden State, they've been down this road before, and it's going to be interesting how the Celtics are going to respond as the series goes back to San Francisco. Let's move along now to Celtics forward Jason Tatum. He was asked if they felt this one slipped away, or did the Warriors just play well?
It's tough. I mean, you got to give them credit. They played well. You know, they hit some big shots, things like that. You know, we obviously felt like we had put ourselves in a position to win the game. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we wish we would have done differently. You know, especially on the offensive end, I think we just got way too stagnant late in the fourth from everybody. But it's a new series. So the best of three. Get some sleep and get on this long flight tomorrow.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. I will not repeat what Jason just said at the end because we blurted it out, but he says that it's a best of three series now. There's going to be three games possibly played, and Jason, he said him and his team, they're going to prepare for the long flight back to San Francisco, and they've got a lot to think about on that long flight in terms of strategies and keeping that same tempo and not slowing down towards the end of what happened in game four. Let's continue with Jason. He was asked about the challenges that his team has faced in the postseason.
I mean, we don't do this show on purpose. I promise you we don't. You know, we trying as hard as we can, but we do, like, there's certain things that we got to clean up, obviously, turnovers, movement on the offensive end. You know, what we have liked to win today and be up 3-1. That would have been the best case scenario, but it's the finals. And, you know, in the art of competition, you know, they came here with, you know, no feeling like they had to win. I mean, you know, it wasn't easy. And I think that's kind of the beauty of it. That is, it is not going to be easy, and it shouldn't be. You know, we both want it, and, you know, we got to go take it.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and Jason is saying that if they want it, they got to take it. And just continuing on with Jason, he was asked if he was putting too much pressure on himself.
No. I think that was just as simple as it is. Like, I just got to be better. You know I can be better, so it's not like I'm myself and my team is asking me to do something I'm not capable of. You know, they know the level, and I know the level that I can play at. And, you know, it's kind of on me to do that more often than not, you know, just to help my team in the best way that I can. So it's not too much pressure at all. You know, it's kind of like my job.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and he said it. It's his job. That's what he's paid the big bucks for, put the team on his back and do his job. And, again, when you're in a situation like that and when you're – given an opportunity to be in a high-profile position, a high-profile franchise like the Boston Celtics, you got to step up to the plate and handle your business. And especially when you're playing in the NBA Finals, it's just no excuses, none whatsoever. And that's what Jason was commenting on. Someone asked him if he felt like he was putting too much pressure on himself. And continuing with the Celtics, Jaylen Brown. Again, Jaylen had a solid game. Jaylen finished with 21 points in this contest. Jaylen was asked about the team's defense in the fourth quarter, and he also mentioned Steph Curry.
We could have done our job better, but give credit to him. He's one of the best players in the world. He's been here before, and he had a role in the night. You know, big performance by him. But we got to do a better job of containing, and it's tough. You know, it's hard, but we know we ain't never said it was supposed to be easy, so. We just get ready for the next game. That's it.
All right, the audio courtesy of the NBA. He knows that it's a tough challenge going up against the Golden State Warriors. And when you're going up against a once-in-a-lifetime player like Steph Curry, you got to have all your bells and your whistles in place. And certainly Steph is one that guarding him is no small potatoes. It's a tough task. We continue with Jaylen. He was asked about Jason Tatum's struggles and what his team can do to help him.
Just get more organized, watch film, you know, try to find, you know, spots to be aggressive and trying to see where our best looks are. At times, like, in moments we need most. You know, we rely on Jason to be aggressive, and we got to help him out by, you know, being in a position to be, you know, spaced and successful. So we watch the film and use it as an opportunity to get better, and I'm looking forward to that.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. So, again, the final score in Game 4 of the 2022 NBA Finals, the Golden State Warriors 107, the Boston Celtics 97. Again, for the Golden State Warriors, what a performance by Steph Curry, finishing with 43 points and 10 rebounds. Klay Thompson finished with 18 points. Andrew Wiggins finished with 17 points and 16 rebounds. Jordan Poole finished with 14 points. Kevon Looney finished with 6 points and 11 rebounds. Draymond Green only had 2 points, but he contributed with 9 rebounds and 8 assists. Meanwhile, on the losing side for the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum had a double-double with 23 points and 11 rebounds. Jaylen Brown finished with 21 points. Marcus Smart finished with 18 points. Derek White had 16 points, and Robert Williams finished with 7 points, 12 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Again, the final score, Golden State 107, Boston 97. The series is now tied at 2 games apiece, and man, what a performance again by Steph Curry. Came in, handled his business, and I tell you one thing, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Steph needed a game. He needed a statement game in this NBA Finals, and he did it with the 43 points. Came in, shot three-pointers, came in, and again, handled his business, getting the rebounds, doing what he needed to do to make things happen for his team. And that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. I'm your host, Ed Robinson, and I'll talk to you again next time. And we'll leave you now with Golden State Warriors guard Steph Curry giving a stellar performance in Game 4 of the 2022 NBA Finals. This audio is courtesy of the NBA, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company. So long, everyone.
They've always bounced back so far, but a tough start here tonight. Pass deflected. Curry down the other end. Tatum in pursuit. Layup is good.
Well, they've gotten good, really good shots in transition.
Much needed offense from somebody else, and Wiggins has provided.
Gary Payton pokes it away. Payton, the elite defender, off the bench. Curry steps back, three-pointer, got it. Steph Curry, his first three. Curry, another long-distance shot. It's good, Steph Curry. White closes out. Curry drives. High off the glass. It's only the first 7-point possession in the playoffs as Poole misses that one since way back in 2002 on the follow. Named after the Celtic Hall of Famer. Curry, oh, court with a beautiful movement off the glass.
They don't really have a roll game.
Curry gets free. Gets some contact. Layup, got it, and one. Steph Curry felt the bump. Brown picks up his third and a chance for a three-point play.
He is a unique individual and a gifted, along with the all-time greats, talent.
And that's strength right there, too. Playing through the contact of Jaylen Brown.
Curry said he's still good with the energy, the force, the patience Warriors are playing with. But he said the one thing they have to do better is move the ball. He said we just had 7 assists in that first half. Guys are playing so hard.
Wiggins looking to post up Tatum. Curry launches a three. It's good. Steph Curry with his third three-pointer.
Well, look at Williams guarding the screener Looney. Back in the paint, which gives...
That's what Steve Kerr was so upset with in Game 3. So we just didn't box out. They got crushed on the boards. Curry. It's good. Steph Curry from downtown.
And here's the shot we're talking about. You're right. Robert Williams got to affect Steph Curry coming off that screen. But good job by Derek White fighting over the screen and contesting.
And maybe some second shots.
Curry again. Oh, Steph Curry from way downtown. He's furious. There was contact there.
And that's contact. That's a foul. He should have been shooting a free throw.
That's a ridiculous shot.
No, why don't you concentrate on Al Horford? He should be up.
That guy, he's amazing. Oh, my goodness. That was all created, that space, by an excellent cut by Tatum.
Curry to Payton. Payton had all the time in the world. Curry, three-pointer, puts it in. 33 for Steph Curry. Smart harassing. Curry now has Williams on him, looking to unload it. Flips it up. Shot is good. Steph Curry dancing, prancing, and puts it in. And the Warriors up by three. Curry to Green. Back to Curry. Step back. Three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry drills the three. That's a six-point Warriors lead. Timeout Boston.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So chill out with your favorite iced teas this summer at Raising Cane's. One love. Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So chill out with your favorite iced teas this summer at Raising Cane's. One love. Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So chill out with your favorite iced teas this summer at Raising Cane's. One love. Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So chill out with your favorite iced teas this summer at Raising Cane's. One love.
Okay, so we have the car payment, the rent, utilities,
and the repair bill.
What should we do?
I know. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, we could have the money in our account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.